Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to just mention Halyna Hutchins, who was the director of photography for the movie Rust. She passed away due to that horrific, that shouldn't have happened, gunshot that was fired. And also sending prayers to their writer and director, Joel Souza, who is in recovery. But please send love and prayers to the family and friends of Halyna Hutchins, because this is just so horrible. And please send your prayers at this time. Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear! This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I am going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth. Not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats. Welcome back to a Monday update episode. I know you heard that correctly. I get to do a Monday update for you all. I am so happy. And I've missed the Monday updates. I mean, yes, I did have a Columbus Day episode 2 weeks ago for, of course, Columbus Day. But that wasn't really a Monday update. That was just to give you a little bit of a background history lesson on Christopher Columbus. So I'm back with a Monday update and I'm so happy. It's just been crazy with the local elections and trying to balance the podcast with work and other projects I have going on and campaign videos. And it's hard to balance it all. It really is. And of course, you know, trying to spend time with your family and friends the best you can as well. It's not easy. So with that, though, I appreciate the support I'm getting with this show. I just want to start that right off the bat. I'm so appreciative of you guys. Whether you love it or hate it, I appreciate the listeners nonetheless. So, and especially my friends and family that are very supportive with this show, because this is not easy to do. Podcasts are very hard. Podcasts can be very difficult, because especially when you're a one-woman show like me, it can be very difficult. But I appreciate you guys nonetheless. But besides the local elections and some personal stuff that I've got going on that are, you know, up and down, as we all do, as we all go through every day, I have some good news. I've been kind of putting it off subconsciously, I guess due to the local elections and all that stuff, but I finally picked out my Halloween costume. And that's a record for me, a record, like bad record, because usually at the minimum, I plan out my costumes a month in advance. And that's the minimum. The maximum, I would say 5 months I've done. 5 months in advance of Halloween. And Halloween is my favorite holiday, for those of you that know me. Halloween is my favorite holiday, aside from Christmas and, of course, Thanksgiving. But, of course, we can get into all that stuff at another time. But, yeah, I finally got my costume. But, of course, I will not tell you what it is. You are going to have to stay tuned for either my social media or I'll tell you on the show after Halloween and tell you what I am going to be. So, with that, aside from all of that, I'm very happy about that. Now, let's get into today's episode, which I will be getting into, and the title of the episode is correct. We are going to be getting into prop gun safety on a film set, especially since the recent just horrific event on the set of Rust that happened with Alec Baldwin and the crew and everything. I mean, we're going to get into it a lot. So this is going to be a pretty heavy Monday update for you guys. But I know you can read the news yourselves. I know you can. You're big, I have listeners age range from, you know, teenagers and up. So I know you can read, but coming from an actor perspective, I really want to get into the very importance, huge importance of gun safety on a film set, because what happened on Rust should not have happened. And we will get into that. So, and also I will get into the Hollywood past that still haunts them to this day. And it still haunts all of us because it is tragic. I mean, even if someone gets injured on a film set, it's still horrible. But when somebody even injured or dies from a gun inflicted situation on a film set, that's where all the questions come in. So this is very crucial that you listen to every single word I say from here on out. And with that, let's get into all of the prop gun situations, shall we? Before I get into the Alec Baldwin situation and really the whole crew situation on the set of Rust, we need to get into prop gun safety and also the deaths that actually are still talked about in Hollywood, especially whenever I've done gun safety training on for a film set when I had to use a weapon, even with swords or knives or guns, whatever. We always had weapon training and safety training. And always the top two names with whenever it comes to the gun safety, the top two names that always come up are John Eric Hexum and Brandon Lee. Those are the top two. So John Eric Hexum, now he died by a self-inflicted prop gunshot to the head while filming the CBS series called Cover Up back in 1984. And then Brandon Lee was fatally shot with a prop gun on the set of the 1994 film called The Crow. And Brandon Lee, in case you don't know who that is, he is the son, or was the son, of the martial arts icon Bruce Lee. That's who that is. So yeah, it was tragic. I mean, it's just horrible. But those are the reasons why we have prop experts training actors on how to safely handle weapons during production. And that also, like I said, includes swords, knives, whatever you're using, especially in a period piece. That's also very critical. And I know one of my good buddies, I wish I had him on this show, but he just couldn't make the time to get on a Zoom call today. But he literally told me, because I was on the phone with him, I said, is there any way you can come on? And he said, I can at another time. I just can't this week. And I was like, cool, no worries. So I hope to have him on very soon to talk more in depth about this. But he basically, we've always had these conversations. Like, he literally tells me, like, we literally go through the caution and care when we do any sorts of weapons, and we just put them all together, and when we put them in the hands of the actors, we have to make sure that they are handled with the utmost care and safety and caution. Like, that is it. And he is a teacher. He's a gun safety trainer. I mean, that's what he does. Now, in case you don't know what a prop gun is or what it refers to, so Hollywood and theater lingo, it refers to either a fake gun or an actual gun that is being used as a prop. Which is, of course, you're like, oh, no, duh, common sense. But I'm like, no. And some people go, prop gun. So it looks like one of those old toy guns that kids play with, which it can. But then on a film, that looks very inauthentic. Unless the kid is using a prop gun, like a toy gun, then we're like, okay, then that makes sense. But if an adult's using a toy gun, you can tell. And you've seen those movies where you can tell they're using a toy gun and it looks really awkward when you see this grown-ass man or grown-ass woman using a toy gun. It's like, oh, that's awkward. But anyway, in all seriousness, though, the weapon that is used, especially the real gun, the weapon is only supposed to fire blanks, okay? So for those of you that don't shoot guns, don't understand guns, let me explain something to you. Live rounds, the ones with the actual bullet in it, okay? The live rounds consist of a cartridge, okay? Like a little casing. It's a case, not little, sometimes not little, but you know what I'm saying. It's a casing that contains powder, which is the propellant powder, which is ignited when the gun is fired, which when you pull that trigger, that powder is heating up and that propels the bullet out of the barrel. Okay, that's what happens. So when you pull that trigger, bam, that powder, poof, there it goes. And that pushes the bullet out of the barrel. That is what a live round does. A blank round. It contains materials such as cotton, paper, wax, wadding, rather than the metal, okay? But you got to remember this, everybody. That can still be deadly. If the force going out, if the wadding is strong enough, okay? So if they're using, for example, the wax wadding, or the cotton or paper, whatever. Still, though, the force of the gun, you know, the force of that going out of the barrel can still be deadly. And it's only strong enough, or shouldn't say that, but it could still be strong enough even from far away. Or if the gun is fired at close range. And this is where I get into Hexum's death. With this part of it. So the star, so I'm looking at the New York Post article right now, and I forgot about this. So I'm saying this is good to remember this stuff, guys. So the star, I'm reading it from the Post. The star was mimicking a round of Russian roulette during downtime on the set of the Cover Up when he fired a blank round into the right side of his head. The force of the wadding fractured his skull, causing serious brain hemorrhaging. He died 6 days later. Again, now I hate to say this, but that was his fault. That was his fault because he should have known better. Of course, there's nothing you can do about it now, but these are lessons you learn, right? So for future production, so we don't have this happen again. So whoever was the prop person for the set should have known better. They should have seen, okay, where's the prop gun? I need that back. Hey, John, I need that back. We need to put that back unless you're going to use it on set. You can't have it on you. But he was goofing off and be like, oh, look at this, guys. And yeah, look what happened. So I don't want to sound like I'm making fun of it, but that's what happened. He made a bad decision. And this is what happens. So now we got it. Now they got to be on him with the prop guys. Now, the death was ruled accidental, which it is. It's a horrible accident. Horrible. And no one faced criminal charges. But his mother did receive an out-of-court settlement from both 20th Century Fox and the production team behind Cover Up. Now, Hexum's death, it did make international news, but of course it wasn't enough to prevent a horrible tragedy a decade later. So, and now in turn to Brandon Lee. Now, Lee was shot and killed while filming The Crow in North Carolina when a prop gun that was an actual revolver, okay, was loaded with improperly made 44 caliber dummy rounds, one of which got lodged in the barrel and was discharged by a blank cartridge. So, again, someone didn't look into the barrel, something we don't know, okay? That one is still kind of a mystery to me. And I hate to say that, but that one is kind of a mystery to me still, even though that was never, I don't think that one was ruled an accident. That one, I'm looking into it. That one was not ruled an accident, as far as I know. But I could be wrong, because I don't see that anywhere. They just talk about it, but I don't see that being acknowledged anywhere. So I'll have to do more digging on that. But it's, nonetheless, horrible situation, shouldn't have happened. But of course, because of these accidents, Hollywood has now made a safety bulletin list, which is a union document for standards on weapons, excuse me, and prop safety. Now, and this is what the people get really upset about, because the document is not binding law. Now, I think it should be in some sort of legal, that's a situation you gotta, I think there should be some legal ramifications for this situation. Just saying, right now everyone's trying to do the blame game here with all these situations. So, and I hate to say this, sometimes stars, and I've seen this on set as well, sometimes stars, and when you're dealing with creatives, and they're asking for certain circumstances, which I agree with this guy named Kevin Williams here, who quoted this. He said, quote, "When you are on set dealing with creatives and they are asking for certain circumstances, sometimes these demands are hard to say no to. A lot of our industry is built on relationships, so sometimes people have to make questionable decisions," end quote. Yes. Yes and no. But it's also like this. Ooh, you gotta also have to think, yeah, there's creative, but then there's just not safe. So if the safety should always come first. Forget what the creative requests are. I get it. I'm an artist. I'm creative as well. But when it comes to knives and guns and all these weapons you have to use on a set, if the script calls for it, then this is something you have to consider. This is, you have to think safety first. Safety first, safety first. End of story. These are the top rules that you should abide by when dealing with a firearm, and especially on a film set. And any armor or gun safety trainer, which they're the same thing, they're the ones who handle the firearms, they always tell you this, number one in training, always, the number one rule, always keep the barrel pointed in a safe direction. Which means don't point it at anybody or don't stand in front of a gun. Those are the top rules here. If you see a gun pointed at you, you're going to run, or common sense, don't point a gun at someone. So I don't know what happened officially. We don't know if Alec went ahead and pointed the gun, or if Helena stood right in front of it and didn't really realize where the gun was aiming. Either way, this is a tragedy and it shouldn't have happened. Shouldn't have happened. And that's it. Always point the barrel down. Point the barrel down. Okay? Just say, point the barrel down. And also, there were also rumors, I was reading a little bit more into it this morning as well, and there have been rumors, people were alleging, but multiple sources. So if multiple sources are saying this, and it's the exact same story, then you need to consider that. Because apparently, according to the sources on set, they were using the revolvers offset. So not just the one gun that Alec used, but it may have been one of them. But they were apparently shooting live rounds off the clock, offset, I guess to either test them or just play around. I don't know. Or just shoot targets. I don't know what they were doing. But also, if that's a prop gun, then not only is that not safe and ridiculous, that's a prop gun. You don't play with the props. Who's playing with the props? Again, we have some fun, but that's with stuff that's not dangerous. I was in shock when I heard that. I said, oh my gosh, wow. They were mishandling that too. If that's the case. So firearms, and even if you are going to use them, which I was not there. But firearms, this is a number rule, or another rule, number rule, another rule. Firearms should be unloaded clean, crystal clear when not in use and put it back on the table. Clear. And also, I mean, this is the thing too. The prop master, hopefully, I'm sure, like, but it sounds very irresponsible the way this was all handled, obviously. And the armor didn't do their job. The prop, the temporary, there was, and I'll get into that, but there was also a non-union temporary prop master because of the walk-off set, because, and this is also because of the gun safety issues. That's why they walked off. They didn't feel safe. And I will get into that too later on in this episode. But yeah, so when you're using a firearm, this is just the basic rule here. Firearms should be unloaded when not actually in use. Clean, crystal clear, end of story. And then put it down. Pointed away from people, of course. And also another one, don't rely on your gun safety. So the safety on any gun is a mechanical device. Like any other device can become inoperable at the worst. Now, literally the worst possible time, it could just be inoperable. And you hear those stories and it's so sad, but that's another thing. You cannot rely on your gun safety all the time. Because by mistake, the safety may be off when you think it's on. So it's always good to triple check that situation. And make sure when you're checking it that the gun is pointed down and not at anybody. But now the safety, in case you don't know what that is, like the safety really serves as a supplement to proper gun handling. But obviously it cannot possibly serve as a substitute for common sense, okay? Just check it, okay? Just never, ever, ever handle a gun carelessly. Don't ever do that. People tend to, that don't know how to handle a firearm, they just tend to carelessly handle the gun and then just assume that the gun will fire just because the safety is on. No, that's not the case. Always triple check that stuff. Always. Actually, I always quadruple check that stuff because you never know. Yeah, and then another thing, always, you know, wear eye and ear protection when shooting. Like, that's the basic too. And then, of course, always, and including if you're shooting blanks, and this is the armor's job, you know, who's the gun safety trainer on set, you must learn the mechanical and handling characteristics of the firearm you are using, okay? That is the armor's job, to teach the crew, the actors, and everybody else that needs to learn this, which basically is the entire crew. Even if you're not involved, you should still learn. In case something happens and you go, oh, hey, question, then you just kind of learn together. So clearly, according to reports that I will be getting into, this was not handled correctly at all. At all. So, yeah. So basically the whole thing is for Alec Baldwin, sounds like he didn't check his gun like he should have been. Actors need to check the guns also. You can't just say, oh, I get a pass because I'm not the armor. I'm not the person. So I assume it's all good. And also, and I'm going to get into this too, allegedly the AD handed him the gun and confirmed that the gun was good. No, I would make sure the armor is with whoever's handing me the gun. I need a whole team. If I'm the actor, in this scene and I'm looking, I'm like, okay, I'm going to open the barrel. I'm going to confirm. I'm going to look or open, you know, open everything, make sure all the ammunition's gone and everything's good and they're just blanks and they're just, you know, and we're all good. Okay, then let's shoot. And I don't, you know, and then film. Okay, let's test it. Let's test it like away from people and make sure we're good. It works. Okay. That is the key. Actors, you are just as responsible as the prop master, as the armor. You are just as responsible, because now look what's happening to Alec Baldwin. Because at the end of the day, Alec Baldwin is the one that pulled the trigger, and I bet you he did not check it before he pulled the trigger. And that, and also wasn't aware of his surroundings because he ended up shooting the DP and killing her. And injured the writer and director, Joel Souza. So, yeah, there was a lot of negligence in this set and on this set, and we will get into all of that here in a bit. So, rule of thumb is be safe always when handling a firearm. Now, before I move on to the whole situation on Rust, I did confirm, so I looked through, did some more digging on the Brandon Lee aftermath, and it turns out that no criminal charges were filed. They ruled it with without any evidence. So no evidence of criminal intent. So they just ruled no criminal charges against anybody. So just just mishandled. So negligence they factored in, but that was it. So I confirmed that. So now let's move on to the Alec Baldwin situation. So, of course, when news dropped, we're all very shocked. This happened on Thursday. News dropped on Thursday evening about the Alec Baldwin fatally shooting the cinematographer and injuring the director, writer-director, in the prop gun mishap on the set of Rust, which was filming. The filming location was at Bonanza Creek Ranch in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And, of course, as of now, it's on lockdown and production is halted. I mean, it's just so sad, this whole thing. And it's so sad. The Western Drama's director of photography, Helena Hutchins, just 42 years old, and the director, writer-director Joel Souza, 48 years old, were struck in the incident. And Hutchins was airlifted to University of New Mexico Hospital at Albuquerque and died of her injuries. Souza was being treated at Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center in Santa Fe. And that's what the authorities were saying. And of course, you see the pictures. You could tell Alec Baldwin looks a little in shock, I would say. And of course, he's panicking. And, you know, according to the eyewitnesses, the distressed actor, reading the New York Post when it dropped right here, he kept frantically asking why he was handed a quote-unquote hot gun, which, by the way, in case you don't know what a hot gun is, it is a firearm with real ammunition. Baldwin said, quote, "In all my years, I've never been handed a hot gun," end quote. And of course, no charges were filed as of late Thursday, and detectives were still interviewing witnesses. So, of course, more updates are going to come in, and they have, and that's what I'm going to get into in the next segment here. But it's not a good situation. This is not good, because this is you would think there was just a lot of negligence and a lot of mishandlings, according to the recent articles that I've read. So let's get into the details that are coming our way, shall we? Hey, Common Sensocrats, make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show. Okay, you know how Alec Baldwin was in shock that he was handed a hot gun? Well, right after, it was the next morning that the headlines kept coming, right? So the more details, of course, will continue. This whole investigation, or at least all the headlines will continue to come out for the next week or so, at minimum, and then maybe beyond a few months. I mean, this is more information is going to keep coming out. But this first thing here is, so Anthony, I think it's Pollock, who's the secretary treasurer of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees Local 44, wrote that the bullet struck both the director of photography, Local 600 member Helena Hutchins, and director Joel Souza, the site reported. And it says, Local 44, this is quote, Local 44 has confirmed that the props, set decoration, special effects, and construction departments were staffed by New Mexico crew members. There were no Local 44 members on the call sheet. And that's what the email cited by IndieWire. So, and of course, they go on to hear the devastating, or talk about the devastating news they received. But then, later on that day, this headline came up. It says, worker in charge of Alec Baldwin's prop gun was replacement hire amid on-set chaos, safety concerns. Okay, so it says here, the prop master who handled the gun that killed the cinematographer on Alec Baldwin's film Rust was just brought in, quote-unquote, amid a protest over conditions on the set, the Post has learned. So there we go. So, and you all have heard about the, and I believe it's because the IATSE situation. Let me see here. Yeah, so it says the Union for the Workers who walked off the set claimed the prop gun had a live round in it when it discharged and killed director of photography Helena Hutchins. Yes, we know that. The prop gun also misfired twice on Saturday and once during the previous week, the Los Angeles Times reported, citing a knowledgeable crew member who told the paper that, quote, there was a serious lack of safety meetings on this set, end quote. Yeah, that's a problem. When you've already had reportings of the gun misfiring before, and it did it again, but this time it killed the director of photography and injured the writer and director? I'm not gonna lie. First, you would think, oh, it's the IATSE thing. Actually, no, it's a safety thing. It says, let's see, a settlement was apparently reached because the Times reported that the workers, numbers of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, later spent about an hour setting up their gear. But several non-union workers reportedly showed up to replace them, and a member of the production staff ordered the disgruntled crew to leave. Uh-oh. The production staffer threatened to call in security to remove the workers if they didn't go voluntarily. Boy. And then Thursday's fatal shooting took place about 6 hours after they left. So, sounds to me there were a lot more issues than just the mishandling of the crew situation and mishandling of the props. And yeah, it sounds like there's a lot more to it than everything that's being reported. So, oh boy. Yeah, so, oh, and then it goes into more. Hold on a second. This is actually interesting, too, because especially from working on a film set before. This is a few film sets, I might add. Not to toot my own horn, but I'm very proud of that. But I've never seen this in my life, ever. I've never seen this. So, in addition, the Times said various crews on the low-budget Western were promised lodging in Santa Fe, but were told shortly after filming began on October 6th to stay overnight in Albuquerque, which was about 50 miles away. Ooh. Yeah, that's a lot. But yeah, IATSE, the conditions were not good. And of course, I can go into the whole IATSE situation, which I'll have to get into a whole other podcast episode about that situation. But it says here, a spokesperson for the IATSE, which also represents prop masters, said on Friday that the union had no further comment beyond a statement it issued earlier in the day. Says, It says, quote here, so Los Angeles lawyer Louis Shapiro predicted Thursday's shooting would lead to a wrongful death suit and potentially a criminal case. Quote, the question is, who is the one who is exercising negligence here? End quote. And that's what he told the Post. He continues asking, quote, where is the duty of care to make sure that the gun is properly loaded and properly used? That duty doesn't lie with the actor. The actor was just handed something. The duty of care lies with the prop person, end quote. So that is true. Now, this is going to be to my personal opinion here, my personal take on it. As an actor, though, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not putting 100% of the blame on Alec Baldwin. There is that paper trail here that always goes back to the prop master, okay? The prop master is responsible firsthand of the actual prop because that is their responsibility. When you confirm with the crew, when you confirm with the directors, confirm with the assistant director, confirm with everybody that the gun is safe to use, okay, then they hand the actor the weapon. However, the job of the actor is to check it themselves before they use the gun. Always. That is critical. So, Alec, you should have triple checked the gun. That's the only thing I'm going to blame you for. That's it. Other than that. Now, then later on, we find out that Alec is also the producer of the movie. So then it's like, okay, Alec, you're also the producer of the film, which means you are in charge of the production crew. That they're under your umbrella, technically. So, just saying. They're under your big umbrella. Now, directly, you deal with the director and you deal with them. You deal with the director, you deal with the writer, you deal with the main people. But in turn, you still have conversations occasionally with the prop master, the people. So it's like there's something going on here. Besides the fact that the crew, the union crews, took off, and they had to immediately bring in a new non-union crew to help out. Which again, when you rush things, things get missed. So again, this was just handled all wrong. Now, of course, the film's production firm, Rust Movie Productions, they didn't immediately return requests for comments. So to move on here, though, of course, they didn't know it contained a live round. Of course, we talked about that already. I'm just kind of breezing through here for a second. Now, here's one of the recent articles that came into play here. So Alec Baldwin, this is the new headline that came out in the morning of October 24th. So this was yesterday morning, okay? Alec Baldwin, assistant director, had history of unsafe practices, prop maker says. So it's like, uh-oh. Here we go. So the assistant director of Rust, who allegedly handed Alec Baldwin the gun that killed Halyna Hutchins, had previously allowed unsafe working conditions on the set of another production, a former colleague had said. Dave Halls came off at first as they say, quote unquote, older, experienced assistant director with the usual run of, all the experiences, and all of the idiocies that came in while filming Hulu's Into the Dark. And that's the prop maker, Maggie Gall, who told NBC News this information. I'm like, words, Carrington, words. She did say, let's see, he did not maintain a safe working environment. Sets were almost always allowed to become increasingly claustrophobic, no established fire lanes, exits blocked, safety meetings were non-existent. Ooh, that's not good. If what she's saying is true, then that's not good, because that is a key. I mean, as the AD, that's not good. Yeah, that's not good at all if that's actually what happened. So she, and then she also claimed that Halls neglected to hold safety meetings or inform the crew ahead of time that there was a firearm on set. Oh, yeah, this is not good. If you're not doing your job if you're doing that stuff. It says, quote, "There is absolutely no reason that gun safety should be ignored on set, even when it is a non-firing prop firearm." Thank you. What did I just say in the beginning of the show? Thank you very much. She said, quote, "The only reason the crew was made aware of a weapon's presence was because the assistant prop master demanded Dave acknowledge and announce the situation each day." Then it says a rep for Blumhouse Television, which produced Into the Dark with Hulu, said they couldn't comment, quote unquote, on personal matters or personnel matters. And that's what NBC News reported. So Halls didn't immediately respond to a request for comment on Sunday. Of course he didn't. So then you see here, now it could lead to him. Now we're starting to get the paper trail. See, now, see, things are going to start coming out. Things are going to start coming out. So now, as of yesterday, the AD is to blame. So, of course, more and more evidence is going to start coming out as we get going, if the media will actually be truthful, and it seems like they are with this one. So, and it all makes sense. Because if the AD has a history of negligence on a set and not really thinking of safety and just kind of going, whatever, then yeah, that's a big problem. And of course, you're going to say, oh, the newbie prop person was to blame. Which, I mean, but it was all very rushed because when the crew got off set, you had to learn really quickly what they were going, what their procedures were. So can you imagine? It would be like, let's say at your job, you're on call for something. Like, let's say you're on calls and because a worker walks out of their job, right? So they have to call you and say, hey, you know, we need you to come in right now and you've got to do all the work she's been doing. And then you come into the work. Here's a big thing. Here's the project she's working on and it's huge and you don't know what's going on. So they just say, go, do it. And you're like, okay. And then something gets screwed up. That happens in every job, but this is really bad. And I know that's not the exact same thing, but I'm just saying, think of their situation. So in a way, a part of me kind of feels badly for the prop person if this is how it went down. But for now, I just wanted to give you, in this episode, I just wanted to give you the intricacies of how important gun safety is on a film set and just give you what we know so far of the shooting on the Rust film set. So, and then, yeah, so this is not good. I mean, this is just not a good situation. I know I keep repeating myself and saying that, but it's the truth. So for now, everybody needs to be just prepared. Just be prepared to be a defendant. I have a feeling lawsuits are going to hit the fan. So everybody needs to just be prepared for that. Or they could just say, they say, oh, whatever, it was accident. But then it's like, but there's accident. And then there's so many wrong things connected, the more details that come out. And you're just like, ooh, like I just said, you got the AD having a history of negligence and idiocy and everything like that, according to sources that they know. From past sets they've worked on. So you're just, there's so many things. And it's like, Alec, I hate to go back to you, buddy, but you are the producer. You're technically in charge of a lot of these people, even though, yes, you have people under you that are supposed to be in charge of them. But at the end of the day, this will eventually come back on you because you are the producer. Again, production team. So that, you know, anyway. I could do the whole speak to people like they're a child, but you get what I'm saying. Again, not a good situation. So, and it looks like for all of this, everybody's in shock. And a part of me kind of feels badly for Alec Baldwin because I don't think he really realized, like, oh God, this is going to be bad in the beginning. Because he didn't know. I mean, you don't know. But again, that's the actor's job. To check the gun when it's handed to you. You point it down, of course. Don't ever point it at anybody. You point it down and you check it again. because of this situation, there could be something that they may have missed. It happens. I mean, hello, here we are. Look at the situation on Rust. Here we are. So anyway, but for now, it looks like Alec Baldwin is just taking some time off. He's canceling other projects. He's taking some time to breathe, probably going to therapy. I hope he does, because whoa, this will screw him up for a bit, I bet. If he's being, since he seems like he's being kind of genuine here. So, you know, seems to be a little genuine here. Granted, am I a huge fan of Alec Baldwin? I think the only thing I really like him in, when he's funny, I think I like him when he's actually being funny in certain movies. Like that, like the one with Meryl Streep, he was really funny in. I thought he was really funny. Of course, 30 Rock. Like I like Alec Baldwin in certain projects. Now, as a person, I feel like he would scare me a little bit, but at the end of the day, you gotta still kind of go, well, if he didn't know to check the gun, then you get, you know, that's not good. So I just say this, the whole situation was handled horribly. And for now he's taking some time off, which I don't blame him. Take some time off. And of course, as of now, as of this morning, earlier this morning, it dropped from the Hollywood Reporter. It says the Rust shooting production on Alec Baldwin movie to wrap until investigations are complete, which is totally understandable. So that is so far the aftermath. And yeah, as usual, I will update you all as soon as I find out more. And I'm sure you all will find out on your own. But of course, this really means a lot to me because this is involving a film set and it's tragic and it's just horrible. Again, shouldn't have happened. But alas, just remember when you're dealing with gun safety, this is big. This is really big. So, yep. So just remember, if you're an actor on a film set, or even in general, if you become a prop person, just hopefully you listen to this episode, take a gun safety course, do everything you need to do to be even, I'd call it quadruple safe. Because you can't be too safe, right? It's always good to quadruple check everything, especially if you are the actor handling the gun on the set. Because like I said, point it down, triple check, look in the barrel, look everywhere, and make sure that it's safe to use and there's nothing harmful inside the gun. Like a bullet, that would be good. That would be good to check for that. That would be very good. Oh, but anyway, with that, it's time to wrap things up with this episode. So it's because I'm just in shock. This is just very sad, but I had to do this episode because it's been on my mind ever since it dropped. And I'm glad I could, you know, glad I could do that for you guys. This is a very, very important episode to discuss this topic. I mean, I know I have other important episodes where we need to talk about it. This in general is a very, very important, very, very important thing to talk about. Gun safety. You can't, like I said, you can't be too safe. So, yes. So with that, I'm going to wrap it up with a quote. Too often, we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. Leo Buscaglia. I can never say that last name correctly, but I believe that's how you pronounce it. But I do love that quote. So please, since it is Monday, the beginning of a new week, smile at somebody. Give a compliment. Listen to somebody who needs it. Because these days we have a lot to vent about. So be a good listening ear for somebody. That's very important because you have no idea. As small as that may seem, it makes a really big difference to somebody out there. So go do it. Because I know I'm going to do my best to do that all week, even though inside mentally I'm running around like a crazy person, which is fine. But I do my best every single day to do that. So With that, I'm going to do my best to have some more new episodes this week besides the usual Fun Friday and Satire Day episodes. So I'm going to do my best. I can't promise it this week, but I'm going to do my best. So anyway, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, my common sensocrats. Until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.